the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. 63% of the world's smartphones run Android, says Scientia Mobile. However, Apple iOS slightly gained over Android in the last quarter. At least 80% of Android users have the Google Podcasts player, if not app, pre-installed. Android users can also use Spotify, Pocket Casts or other apps, but not, of course, Apple Podcasts. Forever Dog's comedy podcasts will be on Stitcher Premium first, the companies have announced. Shows will play first on the Stitcher Premium platform, released ad-free and in multi-episode sets described as binge-friendly. YouTube have released new terms of service which allow the company to terminate your access if YouTube think you're no longer commercially viable. The company says this is nothing to worry about. Descript have released a new update. It features detection and a way to remove all of those and errs with a single click. It can also deal with audio levels, including setting a correct luffs level. The BBC and UK pay TV operator Sky have agreed a new content and technology partnership. The press release notes that the broadcasters are also exploring a range of other partnership opportunities, including the availability of BBC Sounds on Sky and Now TV platforms, Now TV being a badged Roku device within the UK. Podcation 2, an audio fiction creation event, will take place in mid-May in Salem in Massachusetts. Last time, the event was responsible for the birth of a podcast called Jupiter Saloon. The press release goes into more detail. Applications are being accepted until November the 22nd. Transcriptions come cheap, very cheap, according to one contributor, claiming that Rev.com has cut its base rate by a third to $4.50 an hour pre-tax. The US federal government's minimum wage is $7.25. Storyboard, an app for hosting private podcasts, has launched a new enterprise plan, including single sign-on capabilities, and entries for the Publisher Podcast Awards close on November the 22nd. The event celebrates the best in podcasts from media and publishing organizations and is open worldwide. And in podcasts today, the Canadian Broadcast Corporation and Norway's VG newspaper have launched Hunting Warhead, a true crime podcast following a chase of a darknet forum operator only known as Warhead. Hunting Warhead launches today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.